This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. India has welcomed the reports of a ceasefire between Iran and Israel and the role played by the US and Qatar. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs has reiterated that there is no alternative to dialogue and diplomacy to address and resolve the multiple conflicts in the region. The ministry said India stands ready to play its part in these efforts and hopes that all concerned parties will work towards sustained peace and stability. US President Donald Trump has lashed out at Israel and Iran, accusing both sides of violating the ceasefire. Mr. Trump said he had told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to call back Israeli planes that were headed towards Iran. US President warned Israel not to drop bombs on Iran. Meanwhile, the Israeli Prime Minister's office said in a statement that it has halted further strikes on Iran following a call between Mr. Netanyahu and President Trump. On the other hand, Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian has said that his country will respect the truce as long as Israel does. Meanwhile, the regional air traffic is gradually resuming. Air India announced the restart of its services to West Asia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has affirmed that India has made it evident that no shelter is safe for terrorists who spill the blood of Indians, or referring to Operation Sindoor. He added that the world has recently witnessed the strength of India as the operation clearly demonstrated New Delhi's firm and uncompromising policy against terrorism on the global stage. Mr. Modi stated this during the centenary celebration of the historic conversation between two of India's greatest spiritual and moral leaders, Sri Narayana Guru and Mahatma Gandhi, held in New Delhi yesterday.
Hamari senaon ne Bharat mein bane hathiyaron se dushman ko 22 minute mein ghutne tekne ke liye majboor kar diya. Mujhe vishwas hai aane wale samay mein made in India hathiyaron ka danka puri duniya mein bajega.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with the Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandramagulan, yesterday. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said both leaders reaffirmed their shared commitment to further deepen the enhanced strategic partnership between the two countries. Mr. Modi also reiterated India's steadfast commitment to the development priorities of Mauritius in line with Vision Mahasagar and India's neighbourhood first policy. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will lead a high-level Indian delegation to the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Defence Ministers meeting, which begins today in Qingdao, East China. During the two-day meeting, defence ministers of SCO member states are expected to discuss key issues, including regional and international security, counter-terrorism efforts, and enhanced cooperation among their defence ministries. On the sidelines of the meeting, the defence minister will also hold bilateral discussions with his counterparts from several participating countries, including China and Russia. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has criticised the Congress for imposing emergency in 1975, saying that the reason was not to protect the country's security, but to save the then Prime Minister Indira Gandhi's power. Mr. Shah said this while addressing a commemoration event, Apatkal Ke 50 Saal, in New Delhi yesterday. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has written a book on it and it will be launched today. Samvidhan Hatya Divas will be observed today. It serves as a reminder of what happened when the Constitution of India was trampled over on 25th June 1975. It is also a day to pay homage to each and every person who suffered due to the excesses of the emergency. Two-time Olympic medalist Neeraj Chopra has clinched the men's javelin throw title at the Ostrava Golden Spike 2025 Athletics in Czechia. Reigning the world champion, Neeraj won the title with the best effort of 85.29 metres on his third attempt. Dow Smith of South Africa with 84.12 metres and Anderson Peters of Grenada with 83.63 metres finished second and third respectively. In the Anderson Tendulkar Cricket Trophy, host England defeated India by 5 wickets at Headingley Leeds to take a 1-0 lead in the 5-match test series. On the fifth and final day, England successfully chased down the target of 371 runs, finishing at 373 for 5, thanks to a brilliant 149 from Ben Duckett. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a three-day visit to Nainital in Uttarakhand starting from today. The Vice President will preside over the Golden Jubilee celebrations at Kumaon University. And that is the end of this news bulletin.